This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The National Democratic Alliance, or NDA, has announced seat sharing for Bihar elections. In a social media post, BJP General Secretary Vinod Tavre informed that BJP and JDU will contest on 101 seats each, Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas on 29 seats, Rashtriya Lok Morcha and Hindustani Awam Morcha on 6 seats each. The announcement came after formal talk of top leaders of allies in the BJP headquarters in New Delhi. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will interact with his booth-level party workers of Bihar on Wednesday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi requested the party workers to join the Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot campaign and share their suggestions. The Prime Minister added that he will directly interact with some selected workers on their suggestions. Bharatiya Janata Party's Central Election Committee meeting concluded at the party headquarters in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP National President J.P. Nadda and other senior party leaders attended the meeting to finalise the party's strategy and candidate list for the upcoming Bihar polls. An international peace summit will be held in Egypt's Sharm el-Sheikh tomorrow to finalise an agreement aimed at ending the war in Gaza. U.S. President Donald Trump and Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi will co-chair the meeting, which is expected to see participation from leaders of more than 20 countries, including UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer and UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres. According to a statement from the Egyptian presidency, the summit aims to end the war in the Gaza Strip, enhance efforts to bring peace and stability to West Asia, and usher in a new era of regional security and stability. Afghanistan Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi warned Pakistan today that Kabul has other options if Islamabad does not seek good relations and peace. Speaking about the ongoing conflict between the two countries during a media briefing in New Delhi, the Afghan Foreign Minister stated that Afghanistan will continue to protect its sovereignty. Mr. Muttaqi stressed that while a few sections of Pakistan are attempting to deteriorate the situation, the people of Pakistan desire peaceful relations with Afghanistan. In a landmark development in Sri Lanka, the next stage of the Indian housing project commenced today with the formal handover of entitlement documents to 2,000 beneficiaries from Indian origin Tamil community in Sri Lanka's upcountry region. The houses are part of the fourth phase of the Indian housing project that was announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi during his visit to the upcountry region in 2017. Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports Mansukh Mandavia lauded the efforts of ISKCON for starting a drug-free initiative across the country. Speaking to the media after attending the Udgar Youth Festival organized by ISKCON in New Delhi, he said that under this initiative, more than 15,000 youth have pledged to be drug-free. Prasar Bharati Chairman Dr. Navneet Kumar Sehgal said that India's growing economy is earning new respect across the world. Speaking at the residential meet of ICAI members in public service in Goa today, Dr. Sehgal noted that Indian continues to grow at a strong pace of around 6.8 to 7%, a rate unmatched by any other major economy.
For the last 10 years, we are one of the largest economy which is growing at the fastest rate. We are growing at 6.8 to 7% in between. No economy in the world of this size is growing at that point.
In Sultan Johor Cup Junior Men's Hockey 2025 in Johor Bahru, Malaysia, India today defeated New Zealand 4-2. For India, Arshdeep Singh, PB Sunil, Ajit Singh Hundal and Roshan Kujur scored one goal each. New Zealand fought hard and pulled two goals back via captain Gus Nelson and Aidan Vax. But despite India being down to 10 men in the dying minutes, they held on for their second consecutive victory in the tournament. India will next take on arch rivals Pakistan on Tuesday. In men's cricket, West Indies scored 173 runs for 2 wickets in its second innings at the stumps on the third day of the second test match being played in New Delhi. Shea Hope and John Campbell were at the crease when stumps were drawn. And that is the end of this news bulletin.